I would have reached out to the various representative organisations in the fish producer organisations, the exporter associations, the aquaculture industry, and I advise them that you'd be here today and to just, you know, give me their feedback ahead of the meeting. And it makes for sober reading, and I'll go through it. I think, Chairperson, we might have another round of questions after this, so I'll go through as much as I can, and I'll come back in again later on. Killybegs, I want to start there. I was down, actually met with yourselves at the opening of the extension to the harbour there recently, and I again visited a producer, a factory there while I was there. And I'm deeply alarmed at the state of the industry in Killybegs. This was a community in southwest Donegal that from their own ingenuity and hard work built up a really, really impressive industry that created thousands of jobs in that local economy down there, directly and indirectly. And they are in real crisis. I mean, already hundreds of jobs have been lost. And I'm really fearful for a number of companies down there. And we really need to get to the point in two different levels. I'm not asking for you to respond because I'm going to talk with the SFPA and they'll have to respond for themselves. But we have to get to the point where the landing rules that we have are consistent across the European Union. I have data here, and it's SFPA data. And if you look at the... we haven't even got the figures for 2024, and I'm really worried what they're going to say. But if you look at 2022, in terms of fish for human consumption, there's a decline from 141,000 tonne to 82,000. That's from 2022 to 2023. And I think it's going to be even worse in 2024. That, by the way, was a 66% decline in fish for human consumption. That's SFPA... figures I'm quoting from. So it's pretty horrendous. We have a situation where Scottish boats now are saying they won't land there in 2025. Already a number of other countries' vessels are voting with their feet. And indeed, vessels that would be based in that harbour are landing elsewhere too, because they just can't deal with the level of bureaucracy that they face. I visited a factory a number of years back, actually, there. And just for your own benefit, Chairperson and members, I don't know any other industry would put up with what I'm about to describe. So as the fish are going in onto the conveyor belt, they go through a weighing device. The weighing device is tamper-proof. It has cable ties around it. It can't be tampered with. There are cameras on the weighing device that are beamed directly to the SFPA offices. So there's an absolute oversight of the weighing of fish as they go over the system. The SFPA can land into the factory at any time and can make sure that the fish that are on the system is what's in the freezer, going into the freezer. So there's absolute, complete, unprecedented level of oversight. But that's still not good enough. Still, they have these arbitrary rules. So the SFPA have a very important job to do. So I want to be very clear about that. The SFPA have a very important job to do. We need to make sure that we meet our responsibilities to the Common Fisheries Policy. We do not want to see overfishing. We don't want to see a Wild West. But that is not what's been asked for. What's been asked for is common sense. And as I say, other countries are voting with their feet. They don't face anywhere near that oversight when they land at harbours elsewhere in the European Union. So we have to get a grip of this. We are killing our industry in that area. And we had great news recently, and it was a fantastic facility, the amount of money invested. But people locally says, what is the point of having a harbour when there's no fish, when we have no fish to land? Are we just going to become a place for tourism and for cruise ships to land? Are we going to have a fishing industry? So I'm asking for urgent intervention. And I'd like to get your views on how we can turn around the industry, how we can work constructively to allow the SFPA to do their important job, but to have a job being done consistent with the rest of the European Union. Just to get your views on that, please.